shotgun snap. Going to throw it. Fires it. Is picked off. Intercepted by Taron Johnson in midfield. Running down the right sideline. He's going to score. He's going to score. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Taron Johnson. The Bills get a touchdown pick from Taron Johnson.
We're going to hear Renegade in week one now at the... It is Bills Steelers. All right, we got a lot to get to. First off here, good morning. Sal is in with us today. And we're talking about the schedule. And we now know week one, so we'll get into that too. It's the Bills and Steelers in Orchard Park, Sunday, 1 o'clock, September 12th to start the season. And we'll get your reaction to that. Got some tweets I want to get here. But we're also talking to you about the schedule, the full release tonight. And what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for when the full schedule comes out tonight? This is new. The networks are releasing the schedules of week one this morning. So that's why we know this is now official. It is not a report or a leak. It's the actual schedule. Pittsburgh and the Bills. Miami's going to play New England in week one at 4:25. That's really cool, actually. Let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. And get some thoughts in on the week one matchup. And as I scroll, hang on one second, let me get some of these tweets in. Nathan tweeted in, very happy for it. 1 o'clock game, home opener. Yes, please. Carl said, I think it's really disrespectful. We should have an elite game at night or something. I'll get back to that. Sal and I will handle that in just a second. Let's see. James, if you want to be the best, you have to beat good teams. Let's go. Justin is bumming a wedding he was supposed to DJ was rescheduled for that day. I think you call the soon-to-be married couple and see if they can push it to a different Sunday. First off, who's getting married on a Sunday in football season? All right. It's not disrespectful. I
got
think
married before the opening week of football season.
You don't. You do not get married during football season.
It is what it is.
You got to time it out. All right, let me backtrack. The whole thing about being disrespectful, I don't think it is. In fact, I'll go back to something, Sal, that Mike North said when you had him on your podcast. He's the vice president of broadcast planning, and they talked about primetime games, and they talked about the Bills. And I think it was specifically, it might have been specifically about the Sunday night football game, but I think it covers week one primetime games. People are going to watch no matter what. The Thursday night opener, you could put anybody on against Tampa. I mean, you want a competitive game, but it really didn't matter to an extent who the opponent is. It's week one. It's the opener. We're all watching. Sunday night, Monday night. I mean, Monday night, we're sitting here going, a doubleheader in years past. Great. I get to watch two games on Monday night. So I think the whole thing, the Bills are a good team. Why waste it, so to speak, in week one? When everybody's watching because it's the opening week, save the better matchups for beyond week one.
Yeah, and just stop. I mean, we have to be past this point of disrespect TV stuff. I mean, the Bills are going to be featured on primetime multiple times this year.
For sure.
They were featured on primetime multiple times last year. It is not about disrespect. The NFL, the TV networks, you know, they're trying to maximize eyeballs, different weeks, markets. There's so much that goes into this stuff, but just stop. It is not disrespectful that they didn't get a primetime game week one. Are you kidding me? Come on. The Bills are going to be all over national television in some way, shape, or form this year. That is the ultimate sign of respect for who they are.
Yeah, I think, in fact, if you look at it, again, we'll see when the full schedule comes out. Last year, they were scheduled for four night games, ended up having five. The max is five. I think they'll have at least four night games this year, if not the max five. And then you talk about the national windows, those 4:25 games. This is not the old Bills who were, you know, Sunday 1 o'clock in every single game that was possible to be in that window. I think, you know, if the Tampa report is correct, that's a national window game. You know, if the report is correct about the Patriots game here, that's a Monday night football game. So I think you will see them again. I think you'll see them a lot, whether it's, I shouldn't just say primetime games, Sal. I guess I should say national TV windows, which include the 4:25s, the Sunday nights, the Monday nights, the Thursday nights. You can have the Bills in like eight or nine of those national TV windows this season. It's not really hard to imagine that because they're going to be one of the more popular draws for television networks this year.
Do we know it hasn't been announced who the Bucs are opening with yet, right?
No,
officially. I think it's the Cowboys.
Someone tweeted out that NBC was about to announce their schedule, and that would be their Sunday night game. I have not seen an update to that, though.
You're right, by the way, just so people know, it's on Thursday night, but it's counted as a Sunday night game officially when they do that. Like, that would be Buccaneers. That game, I think, is it's on NBC.
It's,
I believe,
NBC, right?
That, right?
Opening, isn't it? I
right,
think?
So they would be a part of their schedule. Their anyway, lineup. The point, yeah, I'm making is, yeah, if you look at the Buccaneers' home opponents, we know it's not the Bills. We know it's not the Saints. We know it's not the Dolphins. We know it's not the Panthers because they're playing the Jets. By the way, Darnold,
yeah,
against
Darnold
the Jets
against
week one.
That I honestly, I saw that and I thought, that's pretty cute. You know, you're looking at the games that CBS has. Absolutely. The Jets opening up against Darnold, what a great idea. I mean,
yes,
that's beautiful,
yes,
for the league to
you
do
wonder
that.
How, I mean, you wonder if that was the case before the trade. I doubt,
yeah,
it was.
I wouldn't,
you never know.
Right. But what would be the allure of the Jets playing Carolina? But Darnold, I think that's a really brilliant move by,
yeah,
the National Football League.
But
that
I think
has to be the case.
Just by process of elimination, who's left for the Buccaneers? The Falcons would be still unaccounted for here. The Cowboys, which I think it's going to be, right? I don't think the Falcons, we know anything about them,
nope,
yet.
Nope, I don't think we've seen anything on their game, on their opener.
Okay, so I think it's going to be Dallas, and that's kind of the way it's been trending with reports, but I don't think the Falcons have been accounted for yet here, so I guess you could still see them in that window.
So
most of the teams are.
I think the Sunday night game is official now, Bears-Rams.
Which, there we go.
And if you're, again...
Where did that come from? Did you get that on...
Okay, and someone, whoever NFL update is, says, so
yes,
officially,
gotcha,
the first Sunday night game is the Bears and the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Which, again, okay, now there's two things for that. The main one, right, is the new stadium. Well, it was new last year, but whatever. It's the new stadium with fans in it is,
yep,
the allure there. And quite honestly, Chicago, I think, is one of those teams where you're looking at and go, really, they get eyes? I mean, it is the, what, second or third largest TV market. The Bears have been in prime time in week one. This would be the fourth time in 5 years. And they haven't been good all those years. So the Bears bring eyes to the television set, and they want to be, I guess, in the new stadium in week one in Los Angeles.
And here it is. They're going to be in the Vegas stadium on Monday Night Football,
there
as we
go,
talked about earlier, according, yep, to NFL Update, which is on top of this stuff. It is going to be Buccaneers hosting Cowboys in the season opener on Thursday night.
It's a good matchup.
You'll have your full slate of Sunday games, and then the Sunday night football game, as you just said, Bears at Rams, Monday night football game, Ravens at Raiders. We will get those two stadiums again, as Mike North said during the podcast, which kind of alluded to it. They're going to treat these new stadiums as new stadiums, even though they were new last year, because this is the first year with fans in them.
Right. Yeah, I think, and by the way, some of the other matchups in week one, you mentioned the Jets at Carolina. I think that has to be Darnold. Miami, New England, great matchup in week one, right? We're sitting here talking about, from our perspective, you know, we all look at it, I look at it, I think most of you look at it and say the Bills are going to be favored to win the division. But then who's the second best team? You know, is Miami going to be there again? Is New England going to be better? What's going on at quarterback? New England, Miami in week one, I think is a fantastic matchup from my standpoint, because we get to see the two teams, I think, will be chasing the Bills for a good chunk, if not all the season next year. So we get to see them in the late window. That's a hell of a matchup. I think the and what else did they do? Cleveland, Kansas City. Okay. Playoff rematch. A game the Browns coulda, woulda, shoulda won. Mahomes gets knocked out. Possible upset. And now they're rematching them in week one in that late afternoon window. I think that's a really good matchup as well. And Baltimore-Vegas, I think, will be a good game. And I know that's more about the stadium, Sal, but Baltimore-Vegas could be a good game. And hey, maybe the NFL's hedging their bets there. If Rodgers gets traded, one of the teams supposedly he wanted to go to was the Raiders. So you got the new stadium no matter what. Maybe you get Aaron Rodgers against Lamar Jackson on Monday night in week one. So there's some attractive games on the schedule for opening week.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. It's cool. I don't know. I'm looking through right now. I'm just looking at storylines. Like, what storylines we have? San Francisco, Detroit, nothing there, really. Oh, okay. Atlanta,
we have the full
Philly,
NFC
Atlanta
schedule? I didn't see the full NFC schedule yet.
Seattle Indy's an interesting one.
Ooh, that's
no, I have the full schedule. I just tweeted the full schedule for week one.
Yeah,
the full schedule for week one.
Yep.
NFL update. I just quote tweeted it because of the night games. Seattle Indy's interesting. A good, you know, out of the gate week one kind of matchup to gauge a couple of teams there, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. So do you think it's interesting that the, you know, the only, I'm not, this is not a complaint. It's just more of a surprise, actually. I'm a little more surprised that Miami, New England is in the late window with Pittsburgh, Buffalo in the early window on CBS. I would think maybe the way the four teams are, you would turn it. But I guess Miami is on, you know, is an up and coming team. There's a lot of intrigue about New England still. So I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to the national audience as much as Cleveland, Kansas City is going to be. But I would have thought maybe Pittsburgh, Buffalo would have been a little bit more of a national audience and maybe in the late window. But I'm not complaining. I think ideal opener for me, Sunday, Orchard Park, 1 o'clock is beautiful and I love it.
Yeah, I'm good with that too. And I do think if you just gave me those two teams, again, I guess it depends on each individual. And I'm not high on Pittsburgh this year. I really don't think. I think they're for the most part last year their offense was bad. I don't think it'll be noticeably better this year. And they had some key losses on the defensive side of the ball. I can absolutely see the Steelers finishing third in that division and missing out on the playoffs entirely. So I think in terms of matchup, Sal, those two games, I think Miami-New England to me is a more appealing matchup. As disconnect myself from being, you know, emotionally involved with the Bills. Just a football fan, I don't think the Bills-Steelers is that great a matchup because I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be that good. I think the Bills should win that football game. I think the league would look at it and say, that's a great matchup. It's still New England. Eyes will still be on them. And what's going to happen with them? And is it Cam Newton? If not, it's Mac Jones against Tua Tagovailoa. And both teams should be in the playoff race. Both teams should be, I think, contending for their division. I think that's a fantastic matchup. And I think actually will be a better, more interesting football game than the Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, I like it. This is cool. And we'll see what we get now. Now what happens week two? Do the Bills stay at home back-to-back weeks to start the season? Or do they go on the road week two? I would guess they'd go on the road, but they have opened at home a couple of games in a row. Over the last several years, it's happened at least once. I mean, we go back to that 2013 season. I know clearly because we were talking about it. They had New England and Carolina. And then I believe, wasn't it Indy at home? And then did they back that up with Miami? Or was that the year they went to Chicago and came home against Miami? That might have been it.
Indy at home would have been Rex's first season, right?
Yes, Rex's first season. I think they went on the road the next year. Maybe they had New England at home. I think they had back-to-back home games that year. I'm going to look real quick. What year was that? That would have been Rex's...
15, right? 2015?
Okay, so 2015. I'm just going to go back real quick. I think they opened back-to-back in 2015 at home, and that would have been Indy in the first game, and the Bills win. That was Tyrod. And, yep, and then New England. Second game, yeah, the Bills lose 40-32.
Yeah, because the defense gave up a gazillion yards that day.
Yes. That's right.
Here's my question about week two. I think they'll probably go on the road, but it's not necessarily about week two, but here's my question. Where is the first primetime game for the Bills? You made me think about it on the road. Who do they play? Is that where they put in either a Bills Saints or a Bills Chiefs primetime matchup? How soon do they get to the first night game? Because those two games, maybe the New England, I mean, there are two or three appealing games in terms of primetime matchups. How soon do they get their first night game? It's got to be in the first month of the season somewhere.
I would think so. You know? Especially considering if, you know, the league too, again, what Mike said was they want to get Bills Mafia on TV, right? They want to show the fans in the stadium. I think that, you know, the best chance to do that early in the season being crazy, you know, and getting back in that stadium, I think would be a really good opportunity to do that earlier in the year, but we'll see. I had a question for you from earlier that I wanted to bring up, and I want to do this now that we have an opportunity. What would you feel about the Bills playing on the road on Thanksgiving night? Because I think it's possible. I'm not sure. I'm just
completely
guessing.
Against it. I'll be just too tired from all the turkey.
I figured you'd say that, but
what, Miami?
I don't know. I mean, I could see it happening. No, I don't know. I I'm not predicting. I don't know this. I just. You know, could you get a New Orleans, let's say, on the road on a Thanksgiving night?
Don't they try and lean towards a division matchup for the night game on Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, I don't have it in front of me in terms of the all-time Thursday night matchups or recent years, but I was thinking I was thinking that you'd be leaning towards a division game for the Bills. Look, as I told you before, I'm not a fan of night games because that means I'm getting 3 hours of sleep. So, no, I would vote against the Thanksgiving night game. If you're going to play on Thanksgiving, I'd rather it be one of the earlier games, not the night game. That's a long, long day.
I like early season home games, and especially in the afternoon. If we can get a few of those, that'd be great, because I love the way the stadium looks. I love the way it feels. You know, it's warm out still. You don't have to worry about the more you get then, the less you get later in the year in December, when I know people say, well, it's an advantage for the Bills. But, well, you know what? It's also a little colder. You get more windy and, you know, rainy or snowy weather. And you also have a chance to go to some other places a little bit later in the year that might be warmer. So, you know.
Yeah, there's one more week being played after Thanksgiving, by the way, for everybody who wonders about home games after Thanksgiving. Remember, the season goes to January 9th, the weekend of January 8th and 9th now.
So Big Frankie tweets in, I'm sure the Bills-Pittsburgh game will get Romo Nance. I don't think so. I think they'll be on Cleveland-Kansas City, actually.
Either that or Miami-New England. Yeah, I think
they're going to be Cleveland-Kansas one of the City. Late games.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Mayfield, Mahomes, Cleveland-Kansas City, playoff rematch. The Browns are a sexy team this offseason, right? Some people think maybe they'll be the North Division champions next season. So I would think they would be there. And if they're not there, then they're going to get Dolphins and Patriots. There's no way they would be on Bill Steelers at 1 o'clock. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 as we talk about. Lock it in. We're set for week one. It's the Bills at home, 1 o'clock against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We want to get your reaction to that. The rest of the schedule coming out tonight, barring leaks over the course of the day. What are the things you're going to be looking for when the full schedule is released, Bills fans? You can grab a line and join us. Hey, guess what day it is? And I don't mean it's Wednesday. I mean, it is Wednesday, by the way. But that also means it is Hoagie Hump Day today. So tweet us while you're busy there working or doing whatever you're doing and you're tweeting at your friends about the Bills schedule. Tweet at WGR550. Use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. You'll be in the running to win a $25 gift card to Jim's Steakout. Again, tweet at WGR550. Make sure you use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. Jim's Steakout. Get your hoagie on. Visit jimsteakout.com.
I've become friends with them, and obviously we've been teammates for almost 3 years now. Obviously I had a little stint in Raj, but we've all become friends, and obviously they've been here longer than me, and it's hard to hear, and obviously it's out of my control. It's out of anyone else's control. So like I said, I'm friends with them, and I've enjoyed my time playing with them for sure. It's been nothing but good things to say about them, and it's definitely tough to hear.
That is Casey Mittelstadt from his Zoom call yesterday. We're going to actually talk about the New Orleans Saints in just a moment. Going to start taking a look at the NFC teams on the Bills schedule and how their off seasons have gone. But just a quick thing. And again, I know, Sal, you mentioned this earlier. I do try and keep myself from overreacting to Twitter because I know Twitter can be a particularly angry place. Don't get carried away about the no night game in the first week for the Bills. They're not being disrespected. It's not, the tweets I'm getting about how it's not right, da 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 da. Believe me, they're going to get a lot of night games. They're going to be Jonathan tweeted, being disregarded by the league again, another sleeper season for this team. They're not a sleeper. The league knows they're good. They're going to be in night games. They're going to be in 425 national windows. They might get the maximum number of night games, which is 5. The league knows they're good. The networks want them. This is 1 week. It is opening week. The league looks at it probably and thinks, that is a really intriguing matchup for week one. Calm down. Remain calm. If the schedule comes out tonight and they have like all Sunday afternoon games, okay. It's not the case. The league and the networks want the Bills in prime time because they're an exciting team. They're a good team. In fact, we're going to talk about the Saints. There's a good chance I think that Bills-Saints game is in prime time. That's a very attractive matchup. On our Western hotline right now. Anyway, phone lines are open. Bills-Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock. What are your thoughts about the opener that the Bills have? And, you know, what are you looking for the rest of the schedule when it comes out tonight? 803-0550. Christian Garrick's going to join us. Afternoon co-host with Bobby Hebert, WWL Radio New Orleans. Good morning, Christian. It is Howard and Sal. Happy schedule day to you.
Howard, Sal, happy scheduled day. Right back at you. Big day in the National Football League, in particular for the home standing New Orleans Saints.
Hey, the Saints, I was going to say, you know, the Saints in the Breeze era, they were one of those teams that, right, that would be typically a hot commodity for national TV windows. I don't know, as you look at their schedule, we're looking at this and thinking Bills-New Orleans is going to be a primetime matchup. What about it from New Orleans' perspective?
Yeah, I mean, you got the runner-up as the MVP and Josh Allen, potentially, you know, as a Monday night or, you know, primetime matchup. I could see that happening for sure. Just listen, even if Breeze is gone, now that he's retired, New Orleans is still a destination kind of city. I know we're still in a pandemic, but I would expect by, you know, the football season that New Orleans is about back to normal as it can get. And, you know, the networks love coming in to New Orleans. So, yeah, I could see the Bills, Saints in prime time in particular, because the draw is going to be Josh Allen in prime time. And what a stud he is.
I wonder also, I just have this feeling that the game could be a Thanksgiving night game. I think the Saints have played on Thanksgiving right in that window. I'm just wondering, you know, what you guys would feel about that down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. But at the same time, you know, I know my kids are getting tired of me working on Thanksgiving Day. But nonetheless, hey, you know, we signed up for the gig, so we'll take it. I mean, I think that'd be an intriguing one on Thanksgiving Day, and one that I think isn't, you know, it bucks tradition, right? It's not the Cowboys. It's not the Lions. You know, it's the Saints and Bills, and you don't see that very often. I know the Saints have played on Thanksgiving Day a couple of times, a handful of times, really, over the last 10 years. And I think, you know, again, that's the network's way of featuring New Orleans and another city that they love coming to.
What is, generally speaking, what is the mood down there now that the Breeze era has come to an end?
I would say anxious, just because, you know, they had so much stability at the quarterback position for, you know, 15 years, and now they don't. It's Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, and two players that, you know, have flashed at times. I mean, Jameis Winston, you know, when he was in Tampa Bay, threw for over 5,000 yards. But he also, you know, I called him 30 for 30 before he came to New Orleans, because the 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions. And then Taysom Hill last year, 3-1 as a starter. But, you know, the knock on him, and deservedly so, is he doesn't throw a great anticipation. You know, that's the thing with, you look at great quarterbacks and even guys like Drew Brees that don't have, you know, cannons for an arm. You know, you have to throw with an anticipation in this league. Otherwise, you know, you're going to hold the ball, you're going to take sacks, and you're going to fumble the ball. And that was a problem for Taysom Hill. So we'll see how this quarterback battle shakes out. But that's one, that's the prime position that Saints fans and the media will be focused on during training camp.
So, you know, the Saints were in a kind of a cap mess. So I guess I'm wondering, in terms of key losses, let's go there for the next question. What players did they, key players, did they lose in free agency or because of cap purposes?
Yeah, I think you got to look at Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins. I mean, he gave you another option at cornerback, opposite of Marshawn Lattimore. They don't have that this year. Oh, by the way, Marshawn Lattimore getting in a little trouble with the police for carrying a gun that was stolen in Cleveland. And I'm willing to bet he's going to look at some league discipline at some point. So the cornerback position in general is going to be kind of thin. They lost, I think, a pretty important player in Sheldon Rankins along the defensive front, and Malcolm Brown as well, their big run stopper. So, you know, two guys in the interior of that defensive line makes you a little thinner there. And, you know, Sheldon Rankins was a player that just couldn't stay healthy. But when he was healthy, he was highly productive. And I thought, you know, did some things that went unnoticed just because of the nature of the position, playing D-line. You know, fans don't watch that. Fans watch the ball quite a bit. So he did some things that I think are going to be missed that were unnoticed, you know, while he was here. But I mean, those are the big losses, in my opinion, on a defense. And I think it's a defense that's going to take a step back or two.
Was there, now the draft is the other key part, of course, of the offseason, Christian. Anybody in terms of the overall draft class needs to have an impact, will have an impact as a rookie?
You know, it's one of those drafts that you looked at and you look at them and you go, all right, yeah, because the big theme was it fits the prototype. You know, they're prototype players at their position, the height and weight and all that stuff. I think, you know, the first-round pick, Peyton has to work out. I mean, he's got to contribute. And I think that selection was nothing more, I mean, very obvious that, you know, Cam Jordan's getting up there in age, and they got to start replacing. If you watch him play, he looks a lot like Cam Jordan did coming out of college. High energy, high motor, long, could really, you know, get after people with his motor, not necessarily the most dominant in his skill set, but just has an effective way to rush the passer. I think that they're, you know, that's why they took him. You know, to have to have an impact year one, I don't know that there's a must, but, you know, I think that this was a class that they understand where they're going to have to start replacing people here in the near future, and they want to be cheap in doing so.
The other thing I want to ask you about, actually a couple of things. One, with the offense, you know, during Breeze's time, there was always a pretty potent offense. I know you'd mentioned at the top the quarterback competition with Winston, Taysom Hill. What are you expecting from the offense? What will it look like? Could it be anywhere where it has been with Breeze? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, excuse me. You know, one thing about Sean Payton is what he's a master at is playing to a player's strengths. So if the offense might look a little different, a lot different, with Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill. Depends on who wins that job. It could look vastly different from the system that Drew Brees ran. Mm-hmm. I know that they had a lot on Drew in terms of, you know, at the line, making calls, Mike in the defense, and that might be different. That might be done through the offensive line this time, or, you know, without Brees. And they might take a lot more off of Jameis Winston and put it elsewhere. So, you know, I think the base offense is going to remain the same, but there's going to be some wrinkles that cater to what Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, what they do best and their skill set. So that's one thing that Sean's always done. Even when the last couple of years when Drew's been out with injuries, he's changed the offense to fit those players, whoever it was that was, whether it was Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill last year, to make sure that, you know, that he's trying to put the quarterback in the best position to have success.
And I did actually want to ask you about a guy who's here now. The Bills signed Emmanuel Sanders, who was with the Saints last season. How did he do? What did you think of him last season? I know it was only, I think, 1 year there, but what did you think of him last season?
He was steady. I know he was a leader in that locker room just because how much of a veteran he is. Been in the league a while. He'll make some plays. I think his speed, his vertical game has left him a little bit, but he can still work the intermediate routes, and he can run the whole route tree. He's not just a receiver that relies on lifting the top off the defense. I think he's going to be productive. You can't ask him to be – I mean, you got Stephon Diggs, so you're not going to ask him to be the number one receiver in that offense. He'll be a nice piece.
Christian Garrick joining us from WWL Radio with a little info there on the Saints. Of course, the Bills have their NFC South as the crossover into the NFC this year. Christian, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, man. Bye.
The Bills Steelers, if you're just joining, well, no, you must know by now. It is official. The Bills and Steelers are Sunday 1 o'clock in week one. Chris Brown tweeted out a little nugget about that. It is the first time the Bills will open up the season against the Steelers since 1978. So, been a little while, not a normal week one opponent. Getting some more tweets in. We'll get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm, about the opener. Rusty tweeted, was hoping the Pittsburgh game would be Sunday Night Football for a third straight year, but fine. More annoyed, it's not in the national window at 4:25. Miami and New England both missed the playoffs. Buffalo and Pittsburgh made the playoffs, and the Steelers always get a lot of eyes to TVs. I honestly, I'm just telling you, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be that good this year, and I think if it was me, just football fan with no emotional rooting interest, I would be more inclined to watch Miami-New England over the Bills and Pittsburgh. The Bills are really good. Josh and the Bills will bring eyes to the sets. I get that. But I don't think that's going to be a great matchup because I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be good this year. You know, they were awful in the last, month and a half-ish of the season last year. I don't think they got noticeably better. So in terms of an actual really good matchup, and look, New England is still New England. They don't have Brady, but they went out and they spent a ton of money. Either you're watching New England hoping they still blow up and suck, or, you know, New England will be much improved this year. Either way, they're going to bring eyes to the television sets again. That's a big division matchup. I think it's two teams that'll be, if not in the playoffs, fighting for a playoff spot at the end of the season, wild card, because neither one is going to win the division. So honestly, I see that. I saw when that was tweeted out, we saw, okay, Bills are playing at 1. What else? Oh, Miami, New England at 4:25, and I perked up. I think that's a really good matchup for CBS, and I completely understand why they might prefer, excuse me, that matchup in the national window and the Bills-Pittsburgh playing in the 1 o'clock game. To me, I think that other game is a better matchup in week 1. Anything else grab you about week 1, Sal?
Sorry about that. Yeah, had to turn on my mic, but I was just kind of going through some of the things that I'm looking over and reading and things like that. Week 1, like I said, I think the Jets and Darnold, that's I just have to believe the NFL pivoted on that, right? Mm-hmm. That they had something else scheduled maybe for those teams week 1. But it is now official. Obviously, Dallas is going to be at Tampa Bay. Even the Buccaneers have tweeted it out. So we know the week 1 schedule.
Like you said, I think sneaky good game could be Seattle at Indianapolis.
Yes, right. Yes, yeah. As I said earlier, I think that's a really interesting game out of the gate to see, you know, how both teams are. And I like the rematch of the playoff game, Browns at Chiefs. I think that's super interesting as well.
Yeah, and honestly, I think Mayfield is one of those guys that he himself will still bring eyes in to watch them play. It should be a good team. They might win their division. I think they'll be in the playoffs. They gave Kansas City a tough game, in the playoffs last year. Again, you still have Mahomes, you still have the Chiefs. They're going to be, I'm sure they're going to be in the max number of national or primetime games and in the national window quite often. So I think that is a very attractive matchup, yes. 803-0550, Bills fans. Want to hear from you. You know the first game of the season. How about that? What do you think about Sunday, 1 o'clock at home against the Steelers in week 1? And again, for the rest of the schedule coming out later today, tonight, what are the first few things you're going to be looking at? Me, primetime games. How many times they're on? And for those of you that are complaining, that's why I think don't overreact to week 1. I think they're going to get a lot of primetime games. They'll be in plenty of national windows. They will be one of the top draws, I think, for the networks when the full schedule comes out later tonight. That's what I'm looking for. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550 WGR.
Unlike Willis McGahee, rookie running back Marshawn Lynch finds the women of Buffalo terribly interesting. He has embraced the city and its limitless entertainment options.
Marshawn is a fresher breath air. He just loves chain restaurants.
Matter of fact, he ate at Applebee's 12 times during the bye week.
Oh yeah, this spot hot. Hey, I love the ambiance. I love the decor. I spend a lot of time trying to figure out which one I like more, the ambiance or the decor. They let me pour my own drink. I love the sound it makes, so much power. I come in here, throw back a few crispy Fiesta wrappers, then I head over to my second favorite joint, Playtime.
Oh, hold on.
Marshawn, you having fun?
Oh, hold on, I'm a driver, baby.
Lynch says he loves Dave and Buster's because it reminds him of his two favorite people, Buster Douglas and Dave Concepcion.
There we go.
The rookie has spent most of his signing bonus on skee ball, but he doesn't care, saying it's good for the Buffalo economy.
There's no way Marshawn Lynch knew who Dave Concepcion was, right? I could see Buster Douglas. I mean, he was famous for knocking out Tyson, but I don't think he knew Dave Concepcion.
That was a video that Great Field Yates tweeted out yesterday. A feature where Kenny Mayne was in Buffalo and he was visiting Marshawn Lynch and how much Marshawn Lynch really loved going to Applebee's. And, of course, Kenny Mayne is leaving ESPN. He officially announced
it. Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
Because he was not my favorite guy at ESPN, but a guy who had just the right blend of wacky to go with when he was anchoring. Like, off the wall, different, entertaining, fun personality. While he's doing his anchoring on his work at ESPN. Hey, let's see what I want to do. Stat of the day. Oh, and again, just, you know, for the people who continue to tweet that the Bills aren't elite because they weren't in a night game in week 1, I will remind you again, and we don't have to play the clip now, but we played it earlier.
Mike North, Vice President of Broadcast Planning, was on Sal's podcast a few weeks ago. And to drive the point home, well, I think the schedule when it comes out tonight, I'd be shocked if the Bills don't have at least four primetime games, if not the max five. But anyway, I think when the schedule comes out tonight, you'll stop complaining. But Mike North told Sal that the Bills are at a point now with how good they are. And here he is saying to Sal, you know, the league hopes Josh Allen is here for 10 plus years and they continue to be this good. It's good for them. It's good for ratings. And they'll be on night games all the time. The Bills have gone from the opponent in a primetime matchup. Well, we got to put somebody opposite the really good team. Throw the Bills in. They've gone from the other team to the team that now networks want in the primetime slot. So it's only one game. There's 16 left on the schedule. Quick stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Cows of Buffalo. Get moving with Cows of Buffalo. Container on Wheels mobile storage. Rent a cow today, 592-3343. Stat of the day involves my favorite baseball team. There's a guy by the name of Patrick Mazika on the Mets. He's got a great beard, by the way.
I thought you were going to say the Hartford Yard Goats.
Who?
Is your favorite baseball team.
Is there a Hartford Yard Goats?
There is.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great name.
Yeah. It's a double-A team, I think.
Or what was double-A? I don't even know what with the restructured minor leagues.
Let's see. Hartford Yard Goats.
They would have been in the Eastern League in double-A, I assume.
Yep, double-A Northeast League.
Yeah, the new. Mm-hmm. No, it's about the Mets because Patrick Mazika made history, according to Elias. He has had two walk-off fielder choice game-winning RBIs this week. He had one last night to beat the Orioles. He is the first player since 1955 to drive in three runs before getting his first major league hit. He is the first with two walk-off RBI in four career games since they used RBI as a stat back in 1920. No, I wasn't around for that. He is the first in 100 years with multiple walk-offs before actually getting a hit in Major League Baseball. Yes, the always exciting walk-off fielder's choice, and he's had two. There's your stat of the day, kids. Hey, this is football, football, football. Schedule is out. Bills are playing the Steelers in week one. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Puts a smile on my face. The place will be packed, knock on wood. Fans will be jammed into the Highmark Stadium. Sorry, I got to get used to that. The weather's going to be great, and it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere as the Bills fans welcome their team back to defend their division title and hopefully do more than that. So your thoughts on Sunday, 1 o'clock Bills, we'll get that. We got an open segment when we get back. We'd love to hear from you. And the rest of the schedule coming out tonight, what are some of the things you're going to be looking for when you get a chance to look at the entire 17-game slate? That is on the way. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 on WGR.